looking at these I am sayings of Jesus. This is now the sixth. And it's the final evening. It's the evening on which he was betrayed. So those of you coming to the church in West Indies, and we've reached the same place in our studies there also. Well, it's that same evening. Judas is about to hand him over. And he's going to be crucified under the chief priests and the rulers of Israel. So these are some very serious words. If you have the last words of any man, then these are words that you'll study very carefully. If you know that man, that he knows he's about to die and he's handing over his final instructions, well, that's something we'll guard very carefully. And this is a very well-known saying of Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There in chapter 6 on the sheet that you've got. And we can see there are three things there. Way, truth, and life. Jia, Ukweli, Moshe, Uzima. Okay. And for each of those, we're just going to ask. Now why do we need this? Why do we need a way? Why do we need the truth? Why do we need the life? And how is it that Jesus is these things? How can Jesus help us with these things? What should we do? So let's start then. Jesus said, I am the way. Now, who needs to find the way? It's a person who's lost, isn't it? Someone who is cut off, or barred, or shut out, or just does not know where they are. Let's start with that then. We need a way to the Father because we're cut off from him. If you go to State House, you won't get very far. You'll get to the gate and you'll find that the askari is there. They'll say, who are you? And then they'll tell you, you can't come in because the president is a big, important man and he has business to do. And who are you? You can't come in. When Adam and Eve were thrown out of the Garden of Eden, we read an angel was put there with a flaming sword to stop them from coming again into the presence of God in that garden. God is a God of immense and awesome holiness. God is a God who burns with holy hatred against sin. God has barred us from coming into his presence, because we are sinful people. We're the sons and daughters of Adam. And we are barred from coming into the presence of the Father because of his holiness. Did you know that? When the prophet Isaiah saw a vision of the throne room of God, he saw the angels flying around the throne, and he saw that they were using some of their wings to cover their faces because they could not look on the holiness of God. Yet they were beings without sin. But God was so awesome in his holiness, they could not look at him, even though they had never sinned. And how much more us? So Isaiah, though he was a holy man and a prophet, when he saw into the throne room of God, he cried out, woe to me, I am ruined, I am undone, because I am an unclean person. The people I live with are unclean people. And if you've never had a thought like that, then you've never thought of God rightly. If you've never perceived the awesome holiness of God, then you've never thought rightly about God. We in our sins are not welcome to come to God, and the way is barred. And we're a people who are lost. Have you ever been lost? Don't know if perhaps when you've been in the village and you were a small child and you started walking towards a different village and then you realised you didn't know the way back. Or perhaps after school you thought you'd go and explore a different direction instead of going straight home. And then you realise that you didn't know the way home because you were lost. And it's frightening, isn't it? You wander around. Here's a tree, but is it the same tree? I saw a different tree earlier. Where have I got to? Or our little children, they start walking around the shops when we go to the supermarket. And, oh, where have they gone? I thought they were over here by the rice, and they don't seem to be. Have you ever been lost? Spiritually, the people of this world are lost. What do we find them doing? Worshipping gods, worshipping spirits, worshipping trees, worshipping ancestors, worshipping animals. And they're just wandering around because they know they should worship, but they don't know how to worship. And they don't know who to worship. They don't know the way to God. And they're trying to find their own way, but they can't. Will you accept this truth about yourself? Do you accept this as right? That you don't know God and you don't know the way until it's opened up for you. Jesus is the way. Why is he the way? Well, what's barring us from God is our sin. That God has a law. God's law tells us to be pure in heart and mind, in our thoughts, in our plans, in our deeds, in our words. But we're not. But Jesus died for our lack of purity. Jesus opened the way. This is the night he was betrayed, he's speaking. And the next day he'll be crucified on the cross. And there he opened the way for us. Because of all the sin of all his people, it was all laid upon him. That flaming sword of the angel was to keep sinners out of the presence of God. But Jesus offered a sacrifice for sinners. And then he went into the presence of God. And now from the presence of God, he says, Karibuni, Kujeni, Njia, Ni, Wazi. That's the word, Wazi. You can come in. So the price is paid. God is satisfied. So people have realized that God, he needs some price to be paid, that there should be some offering. And so animal sacrifices are made. Or people offer something up and they hope God will be pleased. But the true way is the one offering of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. And he's the way. And we don't need to be lost because he came down from heaven and he returned to heaven. And that's his teaching in these verses. Verse 2, he speaks of his father's house having many rooms. And he says he's going there to prepare a place. So he's come from his father's house and he's going back there. Then he says, verse 3, he'll come again to take us. He's the Son of the Father. See, he speaks of my Father, verse 2. Verse 7, my Father. Or verse 10, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? So the Father sent him to come and gather all the adopted children and then to take them back with him to glory. What should we do? Well, if Jesus is the way, if he is the way, then we should go to him, shouldn't we? Because he's not saying, oh, the way, it's somewhere over there. He's not saying, oh, the way, I've got some church over in Brooklyn, or we've got some church over in another place. You go to the teachers there. No, the teachers whom God sends point you to Jesus. And you go to him. His death alone is the price. So you rely on that only. The Son is the only way to the Father. I'm a servant of the Son, so I point you to him so that you can go to the Father. We need a way because we're lost. Twendele. Yesu alisema pia, mimi ni ukweli. Na nani anahitaji ukweli? So those need the truth who are ignorant. Those need the truth who are confused. Those who don't know. Why do you send the children first to the nursery, then you send them to the primary, then you send them to the secondary. Seems they need to be taught almost everything. Because when they're born in the world, they don't know. They don't know how to read, they don't know how to write, they can't count. And they need these things, and then it gets built up so that they know more and more history and geography and science. But if you meet someone who says he's a professor, you won't ask him if he's begun going to nursery school yet. Because, you know, he's been taught. He knows. He knows many things. But Jesus said, I'm the truth. And who needs the truth? Those who are in darkness. And we need the truth of God. We don't know it unless it's revealed to us. Now, the world around us, we can look at it. And we can see the greatness of God. We can see his power. We can see his wisdom. We can see his incredible intelligence. And we can see how he sustains the world. We can see he's a God who's a God of order. The sun comes up. The sun goes down. And the seasons come. The seasons go. But the spiritual truths about heaven and salvation, what can you know about those? Just by looking at the grass or the sky. What are our souls like? What do our souls need? What is the spiritual world like? What's heaven like? How can you get there? Who is there? What is hell like? Who goes to hell? What is God like? What is the Trinity? What can you tell me about the Father or the Son? If you look at the birds, what can you tell me about the Holy Spirit? What happens at death? What happens to your body? What happens to your soul? What will happen to you afterwards? These things, we have to learn them from somewhere. They have to be revealed to us. Somebody has to come and show them to us. God has to tell us. Why are there so many different religions in the world? Because people are spiritually ignorant, isn't it? These questions we've asked, there's so many different answers. And almost all of them must be wrong, mustn't they? Because there can't be so many answers to these questions. And if I ask you, tell me about God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, there can't be 10 answers which contradict each other. And if we say, what is hell? And one person says there is no hell. Another person says there is a hell, but we won't end up there. Nobody will go there. Another person says, well, we'll go there for a short time, but then we'll leave. All these answers can't be true. Jesus says, I am the truth. If you want to come to the heart of God's teaching, then it's found in Jesus Christ. The good news is all about him. Now the disciples, they've been with Jesus so long, and they hadn't really grasped all of this. Verse 8, Philip says, so one of the apostles, Philip says, Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. Jesus speaking about the Father, and Philip says, well, just show us the Father, Lord. But Jesus answered, verse 9, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe I am in the Father? The Father is in me. If you want to get to know God and the truth of God, then get to know Jesus and get to know the things which he teaches. In England, we say, like Father, like Son. I don't know if you have that saying. Like Father, like Son. And you know who in this room is my daughter, don't you? Because she looks like me, and she doesn't look like you. And you know it if I bring you one of the other children and say, this is my son. I'll say, how can that be a son? He doesn't look like you. He's an African. And you know, if you see some Wahindi children running around, you'll know who they belong to too. Another place in the Bible says, Jesus is the exact imprint, or the exact form of the Father, the exact image of the Father. everything that God is, Jesus is. He shares his likeness in every way. So when the disciples were with Jesus 3 years, they saw the power of God. They heard the teaching of God. They saw the mercy of God. They saw the holiness of God. They felt the love of God. They enjoyed the welcome of God. And they knew the strictness of God. So how can Philip then say, Jesus, please show us the Father? Because like Father, like Son, they had seen everything. Another place in the Bible says, if you reject the Son, you reject the Father. Now, if Kibaki sends us, all his children, to come and speak to us, and if we throw stones at them and send them away, who have we rejected? We've rejected the president himself. And you can't make some excuse and say, no, no, they were just his children. That was just his family we chased away. But Jesus is much more like the Father than any human son is. Jesus has all the Father's perfections, and he's not growing up to be like the Father, but he is the eternal Son of God. He's like him completely. Do you want to see God? Look at Jesus. Believe me, says Jesus. The Father is in me, speaking and doing all this work, and I'm doing everything he told me to do, and everything he taught me, I'm giving to you. That's good news if you believe in Jesus. Because there's no other God who is hidden away somewhere. You won't have a terrible shock when you come to the day of judgment and you find that God is very different to what Jesus showed you. Jesus is the truth, and so we should believe in him. We want to see God. We should look at him. We want to know what God wants from us. Listen to him. And follow the teaching he's then given us in the scripture. People are confused and ignorant. But if they look to Jesus, they'll see the truth. Yeptatu, Yesu Elisema. Mimi ni uzima. I am the life. Now you know what we're doing now. Who needs life? The dead. Who goes to the doctor? Well, it's the sick. Who needs to become healthy again? The sick. Well, who needs to be given life? Those who are dead. And people are spiritually dead. What do people live for in the world today? You know the things that your friends find exciting. And you know the things we could have told them if we wanted a very full room today. But actually, we just told them, come and hear the good news about Jesus, or come and hear the word of God. And so we have some seats which aren't full. But if we promise them some other things, we just promise them some of the things of this life, some of the things of this present world, we could have filled the room very easily. Why is there so little true seeking after God? Why is there so much sin everywhere, so much corruption, so much problems? Because people are spiritually dead. That Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus Christ said, we saw last week, I am the resurrection and the life. The Bible tells us that all true life comes to us through Jesus. When God made the world, the Bible says, it was done through Jesus. One verse says, all things were made through him. Nothing was made that has been made without him. Where God gives life in the world, he does it through Jesus. We breathe now. Our hearts beat now. The blood flows around our bodies now because the Son of God lends his power. And at the moment the Son of God stops lending his power, the soul will leave the body and go to stand before God, and the body will go to the grave and begin to decay. All life comes from Jesus. And the good news is that Jesus defeated sin and death. And he can give us life in our souls. He can raise our souls from their spiritual graves. And he said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. And he can say to us today in our souls,
Come out.
Live. And on the last day, he'll raise our bodies again from the grave, bring them back with our souls, and we'll live in glory in the new heavens and the new earth together with him. Jesus is the life because he gives life. He does it today from heaven. He began to pour out his spirit after he'd risen from the dead. He began to pour out his spirit on the day of Pentecost, and he sends his spirit today. He comes and lives in us and with us. His spirit comes to dwell with our spirit. Then we have life. Then we can face every challenge in this world. Didn't say avoid or solve every challenge, but we can face every challenge because God is with us. He gives life. And that's why we talk about being born again. We don't mean baptism, though baptism has its place. We don't mean just some words you can say, like some magic, some spell. But we're talking about the work of God's Spirit, that he comes to your spirit, and you hear inside Jesus drawing you to himself, calling you to himself, saying, come and live with me. Come and be my disciple. Come and follow me. Come and receive the life I give to you. That's what it is to be born again, to hear the voice of Jesus and to come to him. You can know that you have spiritual life if you've done those things. And that's then what we should do. You can't raise yourself from the dead, can you? If we go to the cemeteries, we call out, come on, get up, come out of the grave. Nobody will do it. And when you're dead yourself, you certainly won't do it. But Jesus is the life. So the first thing then, to become a Christian, is to accept the truth that God says about you. That we are lost. That we're ignorant. And that we're dead. See, nobody goes to the doctor until they believe they're ill. And nobody comes to Jesus as the way, truth and life unless they say, actually, God, what you say is true. I'm lost. I'm ruined. I'm going nowhere. I'm under your anger. I'm unsaved. I'm dead. Oh, Lord, save me. They'll only say it when they've seen those things. Now, if you accept those things, then what's the other thing to do? It's to come to Jesus because he said, Mimi, Niengia. Ukweli na Zima. It's him. Him himself. There's no one else who came down from heaven to show us the way. There's no one else who teaches us what the Father is like. There is no one else who has power to give life. Niyeye pekeyake. So come to the Father through Jesus. I am the way, he said, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.